Now, let's just get one thing straight here. When it comes to taking speed records, no one, but no one, does it like us Brits. We have a tradition of being the fastest on water, land and air. The Americans are nowhere. And 1997 was no exception in this great tradition, when Richard Noble led a team, including driver Andy Green, not only to take the world land speed record, but to smash the sound barrier in the process. Their main opponent in this fastest race ever, well, he never turned up. Craig Breedlove, the American, retired hurt, leaving the way clear for Glorious Green to blast his way into the record and history books. But all this excessive speed comes at a price. Hundreds of thousands of pounds had to be raised, not to mention the years of effort and determination that went into the project. And that hurt. It left the team with a huge debt to pay off, and even some of the team members paid for all that time away with their jobs. Now, the next challenge is to claw some of that cash back. And the team started recently with an auction of bits and pieces, including Thrust SSC's nose tip, the pointed end of the car. Well, one of the pointed ends of the car. And it gave Graham Swain a chance to catch up with Richard and Andy to talk about life after Thrust and just listen how much that nose tip went for.
Lot 219, we've got telephones coming in live. 219, the Thrust, the actual Thrust. SSC nose tip.
We had to somehow get the money together to go out to America, and the corporate funding just did not come, so it was an absolute nightmare. And during the first week in August, in other words, we were aiming to depart on the 30th, in the first week in August, basically we were in 25% of funding, and there I was running around telling everybody else we were going to make 450,000 in 10 days. Well, we did it. We did actually do it, and we got away. And once we were out into America, things went very, very smoothly indeed, very, very fast. The Americans seem to have completely underrated us. For instance, they arrived on site with $5 million worth of cable television equipment and a huge hangar. They spent 10 days putting up their hangar. And they were absolutely mortified when we arrived, and our hangar, which is inflatable, went up in 30 minutes. And we were operational in 2 days, and they'd already been there for nearly 2 weeks, and they hadn't run.
Having worked with you in Jordan and knowing the intense pressure and stress you've been under over the last 6 years, what was your actual feeling when you finally achieved that official supersonic run?
Well, I tell you, I was positioned at the middle of the course, and I knew that the team was getting very, very tired. I knew also the car was getting tired. Nick Dove, who's head of the workshop, wanted it in the next 3 or 4 runs to give it a complete overhaul. We also knew that people were going to have to go home. They were being sort of hauled back by their employees. And so it was quite clear that we were coming to some sort of crisis. It did absolutely scare the living daylights of me, I can tell you. When you stand in the middle and see this car come past at this sort of speed, you see it accelerate at an absolute impossible speed and then come past. I was very, very, as we got up towards the end, I was very, very worried that there was a real danger of an enormous
accident. I saw your face coming back over the news, and it was sort of an etched, strange, stroke, released look that you had.
Yeah, that's exactly it, really, because as a team, I think we all felt the same.
What happens to the car now?
Well, basically, we're going to hang on to it. It'll go around to exhibitions and shows. There seems to be a huge demand for it, so that's quite encouraging. The rest of everything else, we're basically selling everything off today, and it's all been auctioned off. And that money will go in to pay the debt, and also some of it will go to all the full-time members of the team who've lost their jobs.
300, 350, 400, 450, 500, and 50, 600. Here at £600, left-hand side, 700.
And, of course, the person that a lot of people want to speak to is Andy Green, the driver, world land speed record holder, and the first driver to go supersonic. Comment that a lot of sponsors that I heard after you were going out to Black Rock and you were struggling to make the money before you went, was, well, why should we put up money to splash Andy Green 5 miles over the desert?
I criticise nobody for not taking that risk. We're asking him to take a big risk with us, to actually join us in sharing the risk of possibly failing. The car might not have worked as well as we said. We might have been weathered off in the middle of September. There were no guarantees, and we made it clear at the outset there are no guarantees.
950, 1,000, 1,100, 1,200.
With me now is Tony and Peter. Peter, you've just come along to see this auction. Any reason why?
Well, I was interested in Thrust itself, and really I came to see the craft, but came to pick up a few bits and pieces from it, a bit of a memento.
What are you hoping to get today?
Well, I've already got some things, actually. I picked up a moulding for the canopy.
Really?
Yeah.
And where's that going to go? In the toilet?
Possibly a coffee table. I'm not sure yet.
What about you, Tony?
Well, I'm staying behind for the drawings at the end, but I suspect my going-in bid will be the starting bid for them at this rate. So we'll see how it goes.
1,700, 1,800, 1,900, 2,000.
The story of the project is one of intense endeavour against every kind of problem. We have been very, very substantially in debt. Our liabilities have been horrendous. But gradually we're coming out the other side now, and gradually I hope we'll have it all cleared up by Christmas.
You're out. 3,500, the bid's on my left. Home County's bidder, he was here earlier. 3,500, no further offers, and fair warning, your bid, 3,500.
That's it. That's your lot.